Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. We are back. Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to another crazy edition, 2018, of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are back to tell like it is. We are back to piss people off. We are back to listen to Sean Black rant and praise Donald Trump.
So what you're saying is we're back.
We're back. It's been a while. We took a break, but we are back. I am your host with the most. The king of kings himself, the man that made the greatest speech at the Golden Globes the other night. I am the Hot Rod. Yes, indeed. I pat myself on the back, and on the phone lines, I have the one, the only, the man who started the Me Three moment.
It's Sean Black in the building once again. You know, a pat on the back is 18 inches away from a kick in the tail, so just remember that.
Okay, but nobody was kicking my butt because I'm running. I'm the Hot Rod. Hello.
I think your kids are kicking you in the butt right now, so keep that in mind.
Please. Yes, I cannot argue against that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot to talk about. I don't know where to begin, but if you have any questions, comments, or you'd like to tell what's on your mind, the number is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. Sean Black, after over 4,000 listeners in the 4-year running, are you ready to piss people off for 2018?
Yes, yes, and more yes.
All right, first story.
Oh, this is a loaded story. We got a lot of good stuff. Lots of good stuff.
Okay, Swedish clothing company is on the hot water lately for an advertisement they put online, which has social media going crazy and people talking left and right. You know, something about social media, and we discussed this many times throughout the years. It's, even our producer always told me, Hot Rod, when you post something or when you read a story online, always read the comments, because the comments are very funnier in the article itself, because somehow people to speak their mind and jump to conclusions, or it's like no holds bars when it comes down to comments or what people's thoughts are. Go figure. H&M controversy lately is in big trouble because they posted, like I said, a model, a young boy, maybe 7, 8, 9 years old, a young African boy, seemed like African. I'm just taking a wild guess, and a green hoodie. But what's printed on the green hoodie is the statement of, the coolest monkey in the jungle, which sparked rage among social media and everybody. And a lot of people were upset. How can you have a black kid wearing something like that, stating that, quote unquote, he's the coolest monkey in the jungle? Okay, I'm sure Sean Black, as always, have a lot to say. But through your statements, Sean Black,
I'm not going to make this a statement. I'm going to make this as concise as I possibly can, because I think something like this doesn't need to really be expounded on too much. But this is what I take out of this.
Hold on. Before you go, part of my question to your, before you rant it off, I know a lot of people are upset. I'm sure you will get into that. But in your statement, do you think this was a overreaction or an underreaction? Go ahead.
Oh, this is not an overreaction at all. And when you run a website or a company that is worldwide, especially when it comes to, like you said, it's a Swedish company. They have roots in other countries around. As we know, in the New York area, there are a bunch of H&M stores around. You have to know. You can't be tone deaf to some of the things that you put out on your website to sell something. Now, I have seen shirts like this where they would show the picture of a monkey and it'll come up with some sort of funny quib or whatever is the case or some sort of joke. Okay, fine. The imagery and the iconography of the statement along with what we are going to assume is an African-American boy. We don't know his nationality, whether he was American, whether he's whatever is the case. But to have a black child modeling something like that with the statement on that person's chest, it goes to show you the tone deafness of it. Whoever greenlit this idea without pushing it, without vetting it through your standards and practices to make sure, is this actually socially relevant? Is this something that we should do? Is this funny? Find a test market before you would even run something like that and put it in a campaign. Needless to say, without going into too much, social media lost its mind. One singer and another, I believe, is a DJ that actually had clothing lined with H&M dropped them from their association with them. We all remember The Weeknd, who was dating Selena Gomez earlier last year. He had a clothing line that was with the company. He decided to back out of it. As a matter of fact, he put up on Twitter, quote, "Woke up this morning shocked and embarrassed by this photo. I'm deeply offended and will not be working with H&M anymore." That was yesterday, actually. And by earlier today, sometime this morning, it was retweeted over 100,000 times and was liked over 230,000 times. That was this morning at 9:15. So they decided to come back, speaking of H&M, with their own retort saying, quote, "We completely understand and agree with his reaction to the image. We are deeply sorry that the picture was taken, and we also regret the actual print. We will continue the discussion with The Weeknd and his team separately." In other words, they've apologized in general with the actual issue, but they want to apologize with the person that they're going to bring in their money toward the company. We will work with him and find out what is the case. Hot Rod, I'm going to ask you the question that you asked me. Do you think this is an overreaction, or do you believe that social media got this one right?
Okay. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, because I am the Hot Rod, I have to think outside the box. This is an overreaction. Let's be honest with ourselves. This is the way society thinks. Everything is racism. I'm not saying the picture is great. Do not quote me on that. Number one, we don't know what was... It was a stupid idea for what they did. I agree with you with that, Sean. But at the same time, we don't know what happened in the boardroom in that meeting. Somebody was probably smoking too much weed and thought this was a funny idea and let it slide. It was not just one person's decision. I'm sure it was a group of people. But at the same time, let's be a devil's advocate. What happened if they did this on purpose to get a response? Like the remember the Pepsi commercial that everybody was riff-raffing last year with the Cops Lives Matter or the Blue Lives Matter, that type of thing?
Yes.
You know, they did it on purpose. And look all the attention they got. Whether publicity, whether it's negative or positive, any publicity, excuse me, is good. Right now, H&M is on the map. So whether you argue about it or you're upset or you're going to take your clothing line or you're not going to shop at H&M anymore, to me, it's all backwash. Why not a lot of people talking about the parent who allowed it? If the parents knew about this, if they didn't know about it, it's one thing. But let's just say the parents knew about this. Sean Black, if you see me allow my son go to modeling and I see that picture or I see him wearing that outfit and I allow that, why you should be upset with H&M if I allowed it? Whether my son, whether I got money for it or not, I allow that. So why people now blame the parent as well? The parents at fault for this if they knew about this.
Well, I'm not going to say it. If they know about it, that's one thing. But this is what I think is the case. What I think happened is they took a stock photo of a model child that they were going to use on their website to model particular clothing. They probably, what I think it is the hoodie itself probably had no print on it, and they probably had other print or other messages that they were going to sell. No, Sean,
it doesn't work like that. I'm sorry to cut you off. It doesn't work like that.
No,
some of them have prints on it.
Yeah, but hear me out on this one. This is what I think happens with a lot of other clothing sites, where they will have the model wear something that's blank, and they will have them with different colors and Photoshop the colors over to show you the range of, well, this is what it looks like purple, this is what it looks like in blue, this is what it looks like in green. And I think that they did that knowing that they had certain things that they were going to sell and put that on there so that they would probably, because I have a feeling that they would, before all of this backlash happened, I bet you they had other colors that they were going to be able to associate with that as far as putting it in purple or putting it in red or whatever is the case. Before it got that far, social media got a hold of it, and they did what they were supposed to do, which was take the company to task. And as you stated before, whether it was, I don't personally believe that this was done maliciously, because we don't agree that no business that is trying to make money is going to do something that purposely tone deaf and racist and stupid on purpose and do something like that and think that they're not going to get, one, bad backlash, and two, potentially lose money. Now, here's the other flip side of this whole coin. Now that we've had this discussion, and H&M has been put on all of this stuff that's going on, what do you believe is going to be the end result of this? Because most people, especially in the African-American community, the people that I know of that have been to H&M, have looked at H&M as their clothing is too expensive anyway, from that sense. So now what do you think, based on the backlash that this has gotten over the last 48 hours, is going to happen with H&M going forward, like with the next 2 weeks or a month? What do you think is going to happen?
Easy. That's easy. These are a couple of things that's going to happen. Nothing. They might lose a couple of dollars for a few weeks, and absolutely nothing. Why? Because once again, no matter all the topics we talk about is all double standard. Society, once again, are full of crap. Right now, we're upset about this moment right now, right? Then Sean Black tomorrow, we're going to talk about something else. We're going to forget about H&M. And we're going to talk about something else and something else and something else. These are the same people.
You remember when last year you brought up the Pepsi ad. Remember, I think it was back in, I think it was maybe October-ish, we talked about the Dove ad. They showed that small snippet of the Dove ad where the black lady was taking off her shirt, and then as she took it off, she turned white. We talked about that for about 2 weeks, and we didn't hear anything else afterwards. Although Dove did get, they made a big apology, et cetera, et cetera. We didn't hear a lot afterwards. So.
And guess what? It's a recycling. It will go on and on and on. And another thing I forgot to mention before we go to our caller. How about the other people, right? There have been other companies that clearly stated they don't want black people to buy their products, but people still will buy their products anyway. Tommy Hilfiger, Louis Vuitton, all those high class, right? That's clearly stated, Sean Black. They don't like black people buying their products. But guess what? People still buy them anyway. They're like Pepsi. They're like Dove. And guess what? If you want to buy my kids H&M her stuff, Sean Black, I'm not going to argue against it. Guess what? What you want is what you get. That's it. You know, I love a particular vodka. I cannot mention it. If that person say, I don't like black people buying my vodka, guess what? I'm going to piss you off and still buy the vodka. But guess what? To piss you off and I get what I want. That's it. You know, it's just one of those ongoing things. It's hot right now. It will die tomorrow. Sean?
Saddest part about that whole situation is you're probably absolutely right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 2018. Sean Black, admit I'm right. Mark it down on your book.
I didn't say you're right. I just said I agree with you. what I think is the issue is when we have, like, what they used to call them Twitter warriors, or the people that are on the keyboards always talking about, well, we're going to do this and then get active and do what we should do to take this company to task. We've seen a lot of that with a lot of other issues, but this is one of them, because these kinds of ads, and it's not just, you know, on the internet or as far as that goes. We've seen ads worldwide. I told you before, we did an episode some months back and talked about this when we initially brought up the Dove ad, and we talked about the Nivea ad, the lotion ad. We talked about the Sony PlayStation ad that was shown in Europe about the black woman getting choked by the white model, showing the different colors, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
so we've talked ad nauseum about ads and perception and why there are so many different racial components that don't get talked about enough. And we brought those up. And they get talked about. But then what ends up happening, as you stated, if people like the product from a particular business, at some point the attention dies down, or we see what happens afterwards, how they handle the controversy, and then eventually things happen. Remember, we talked about Denny's back years and years ago.
Excuse me, Sean Black. Excuse me, we have a caller on the air right now. 646, you're on the air.
Hey, Rodney. It's Tisha. Hello. How are you guys? Hi, Sean.
All right.
Hey, how you doing?
Listening to the show, so I have some updated information for you guys, because I was just watching Fox 5 as well, and they were talking about this as well.
We got breaking news. So, listen to that breaking news. Go ahead.
Yes. Should we get the music out? Go ahead.
So on the note as far as the shirt is legit. They said they made a mistake. It's a huge error that they made. And right now they're going to be doing an investigation to see where that error leaked, because somebody either in marketing or production, or they said photography, someone slipped up. So they're going to be doing an investigation. They gave, I want to say half-ass. Can I say that?
Yes, you're good.
Apology. You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
We don't
apology.
Care.
They gave a half-ass apology on it. And they're trying to now pass blame to somebody, obviously, in the company. So it's going to be an internal investigation. So the shirt is legit. It's not like if it was Photoshopped or anything. It is legit. But my thing is, as far as with this, number one, the parent let it slide. Number two, in my aspect from working in, like, marketing for, like, 15 years, marketing let it slide. You know, and number three, we're going to have to start educating this generation about the history. When we were growing up, we understood the history. You know what I mean? We were just taught about Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, all sorts of different things. So that's what we're going to have to start doing, because it's not okay to be called a monkey. And I feel like people are going to still shop at H&M. This may blow over in a couple of weeks or whatever the case is. It doesn't make it right or wrong. We have other companies that are racist, maybe even more racist, and people still continue to give them your hard-earned money. So where does it stop?
I've got two questions in this whole deal. Hold on, Sean.
So, T, do you think this was an underreaction or overreaction?
I think it was a reaction, but the question is, what are you going to do knowing this now? What's going to be the forward movement? You can react all you want, but what's going to be the forward movement on this?
Yeah.
Company-wise, parent-wise, and things like that.
Yeah. And my question, one of my questions is, what the hell is there to investigate? You don't
Well, technically, there is something to investigate. Yes, there is, because who's responsible for putting that out within that company? It is. It's like a chain. From, you know, top to bottom. It's a chain. And somewhere in there, it slipped. I say marketing, it slipped. But what if the company knew and looked at it and said, okay, a question, a real good question that I have, because I asked somebody this on their Instagram earlier also. Let's say if this was a kid of another race, any other race, you can pick whatever race you want. that had that same shirt on, would we have overreacted about that? Because it would have still been in the stores. You may have just purchased it and not even thought about it until somebody may have said, oh, you're calling your kid a monkey. You know what I mean? So you have to also look at it in a whole lot of aspects. I feel like from this point on, okay, this is a wrong mistake, but people need to open their eyes. Racism isn't going anywhere unless you get rid of it. You understand what I'm saying?
The saddest part of the whole thing is this is not, it's not as if this is some sort of, you know, something that happened 5-10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Racial comments and racial epithets and all of these different contexts that we've heard and seen from blackface to the things that you see in imagery and iconography to where they put up images. This has been going on for hundreds of years. If somebody in that chain of command does not know that an association with an African-American or a black child, whatever, wherever they're from, Africa, India, wherever,
mm-hmm.
and you put monkey and associate monkey with anybody that has brown skin, something
what
has
if that,
to click.
But what if that person doesn't know about the history, or what if the person doesn't care? My thing is, who in the company allowed it? It's a chain. It is a chain before that goes out into publication. So who let it slip?
But at the same time, maybe this did not happen. It did not happen here in America. It happened in Sweden. What does Sweden know? Their culture is probably different from ours. Yes, there's racism in all over the world. But like T says, education is a key thing. You probably have some young bugs, some hippies that don't know anything about American
mm-hmm.
history or about Africa history. So, a monkey in the jungle, probably seems funny. And investigation
is proper protocol. That's my point.
It's proper protocol. And,
but what are we going to do moving forward, though?
That's my question.
As a parent,
it's all start from home. We have to teach our
mm-hmm.
kids from home because, once again,
mm-hmm.
if that parent knew about this and they allowed this to happen, if I had to pick first blame, I'd pick the parent's fault. I don't care how much money you get. I don't care how much
mm-hmm.
money you get. If I have a shirt calling myself a monkey, I don't care. I'm an adult. I do what I want. But I'd be dead. Our old children today calling us a monkey. But like T said, if it was on an Asian kid or Caucasian kid, would we be talking about this today?
Exactly. No. That's another key. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm just looking at it in different ways. But what are we going to do for forward movement? I say, number one, you're going to have to educate your kids on our history, because our history is still going on, just in a different way. You understand what I'm saying? It's still racism.
Yeah.
Just in a different way. It's like saying a new age of racism. It's really sad that I have to even say that, but that's what I'm saying. It's still racism.
And the worst
racism.
Part about it is it's very subtle. It's not so far out there. It's very slyly put out there and subtle.
Yeah.
So it's just
it's kind of like being like, okay, nice, nasty. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
yeah.
I think it's really disgusting.
Excuse me, I have K-Dog. He wanted to say something. And from that, I have a good... T, can you stay on the line for 20 minutes longer?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, but
hey,
I'm going to talk Oprah with you. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah, Happy New Year.
How y'all guys doing? Happy New Year, everybody. What's the caller's name? T, I like your point. I really do.
My name
Mind
is Keisha.
Keisha? Oh, okay. Hi, Keisha. How are
yes,
you?
Yes, hi. Good.
Hey, how you doing? Listen. The bottom line is this, is that what H&M did was just distasteful and disgusting. It was flat-out racism. And I like what you said about the part about educating your children about the history of racism. You know, racism is not just here in America, and I'm repeating what Hot Rod said. Racism is not just here in America. It's all over the place. So when you don't educate your children about racism, they become more naive, and they'll find some outlet that will try to turn their minds into something that you don't want, into ignorance, if you understand what I'm saying. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't be, and the problem is that, yes, do people care about what happened in H&M? They're making a noise about it now, but Hot Rod, and Sean, everybody, I will have to agree with all of you, because I've said this before. We make noise one day. When something goes on, we make noise just that one day, and the next day is business as usual. Will people still go and shop at H&M? Of course they will. It's not going to stop them from shopping there. Why are we seeing the same thing when the racial profiling happened in, well, that's in the store, Barney's. People still went there to shop.
When hey, you get what you want. If you see the item,
exactly.
You want it. You don't care who it is,
thing.
You buy it.
We make, you know, like I said, the difference is like 50, give it, turn back the clock 50 to 60 years ago. There would be mass, there would be a boycott.
There would. There might even
people
be, let's
boycott.
Say, yeah, they might have even threw rocks and stones at their windows already.
Yep, people would have walked around, you would have seen people walking around with postcards, with cards in their hands, with signs in their hands, marching right in front of the store and saying,
mm-hmm.
don't buy here.
Yeah, I remember
all
that.
Right.
All
right.
It's all about
well,
the
guys,
money.
Well, guys, thank you about that. I want to go to the next topic, the big the topic
right.
that everybody's talking about, the topic that's really getting on my nerves.
The
me
super
moon? Too, Osa. Yes, the super moon, yes. And
yeah,
you know
the super moon.
For once, I'm not going to talk about Donald Trump yet. I'm talking about
thank
what happened at the Golden
don't
Globe.
Don't talk about Hot Rod. Listen,
oh.
look, one thing I don't want to hear is that dump. I don't want to hear about Trump. I don't want to hear about him. Who gives a damn about him? May he rot in hell. Let's talk about something interesting. It's a new year. Trump is a piece of crap. So you know what? He's a piece of crap under my shoe. That I could
tell
clean
us
up.
How you
so,
really
you know
feel.
What?
Okay, though.
I know, right? Okay.
Don't hold back.
All right. Okay, though. Calm down. It's okay. We got 3 more years of Trump. All right? Unless he dies. But besides that.
Yeah.
But besides
give him a bottle of piss and have him drink it. Anyway.
Okay. all righty, then. I'm sorry, I lost my thought. But at the Golden Globes, this past Sunday night, everybody talked about the speech of the year so far. Miss Black Jesus herself, Oprah, gave a wonderful, touching speech, don't get me wrong. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's talking about her running for president in 2020. Tisha, I'm happy that you're here because I need a female point of view.
No problem, because I have one on that.
You know, because
yes,
I might piss you off. I might piss everybody off about me, but ladies first, what do you think about Oprah's speech? And do you think she should run for president? And overall, do you think her running mate should be Michelle Obama?
Okay, I'm going to start off with, I'll save that part for last, what you just said, okay?
I never heard
but,
that one, but.
That's the first time I've ever heard it.
Her speech was amazing, but I wasn't, it didn't come as, like, it's Oprah. She does that. You know what I mean? So I thought her speech was really amazing. It was very empowering to women. Especially the part in the speech where she spoke about her mother having to work and come home and these women staying quiet because they have families to feed. You have to remember how long for some of these women, it was maybe 10, 15 years ago, women could have been scared to stand up. I may lose a job. I may not get hired. Don't forget it wasn't that easy for us back then to get a job that a guy may have been holding. You know what I mean? So these women, we don't know, you know, they may have been silent because of that, and now they have found a voice. We're in a different time. You see more independent women. Women are empowering their girl children. I know I do. So it's like that speech that she gave right there was perfect timing for the award show that she was at. Don't forget, some of those women in those seats were women that were part of that Me Too. You know what I mean? So she was really speaking and moving not only the women, but did you see the men stand up? I saw The Rock stood up first, and then Common was clapping and standing. You know what I mean?
Some men.
They felt empowered for us. Some men.
Some men. Other men had like, sugar. Oh, damn. Let me keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble
because
now. Oh, damn. I might get caught.
It's the Hollywood press, you know, that she was speaking to also because they're the ones that first came out. Don't forget with Bill Cosby and then, what's the guy, Harvey Weinstein or something like that.
Harvey Weinstein,
so, yeah, that's why they may have been a little uncomfortable.
And this goes on
like,
and on.
And the list goes on and on. Yeah. And it really does. And for your question as far as for 2020, I don't think
she should run for president.
I don't think she should. I think the media is, once again, overreacting. You know what I mean? I feel like if she does, that would be great. But I haven't heard her say anything. Even I remember before when they was interviewing her, like, would you run for president? I remember her saying no. But, you know, people's minds can change. But if she chooses to, I think she should. Like, Michelle Obama should be her running mate. I really don't.
All right.
I don't think she
should. K-Dog. K-Dog, do you think she should run for president?
Well, it's up to her because, you know what, in my reality thing is, I don't think she should because, yes, I believe there will be a female president. But Oprah has a lot more to do than to run for president, if you understand what I'm saying. There's a lot of things that she needs to do. Like, she's going to continue. She has her work that she's doing now. She's not going to go ahead and, you know, stop what she's doing and run for office now. She sees the headaches that's going on. So why should she?
But, Kate, doesn't Donald Trump see the headaches as well, do you think?
Oh, my. Well, he is a headache.
Because he's a headache in himself, but, you know, he was also with his Trump empire. So why can't she pause for a second if he could have, you know, paused or have someone help her run her productions and so forth?
K-Dog?
Well, I agree with what you said. But, however, there's a lot of things that, you know, that she's doing because Oprah, you have to look at Oprah's mindset as a powerful woman that she is. She has a lot of work that she really wants to continue doing. And you know what? What she just did was set the tone for women in leadership. I mean, will she run? Like I said before, she has a lot to do. But if she does run, hey, it'll be great. It will be.
Oh, okay. Sean.
K-Dog, you're you hear how your tone said saying me too, just hearing your speech right there. because it's almost like, why can Trump do it? He's a man, but she can't, and she's a woman with a lot on her plate too. So, you know what I mean?
Because you know what? Yeah, I understand because you know what? There's a lot of I will say this. I agree 100% with women becoming a president. But how will the country react to Oprah Winfrey? And, of course, to answer your question, I don't think she would go with Michelle Obama because Michelle Obama does not want to get involved with politics. She wants to continue what she's doing, which is great.
I think I understand what Kayla's trying to say, but he's not saying it the right way. Like, Oprah can do the job, you know, but like T said, Oprah has millions of people work for her. So to run her business on the side, just like Donald Trump is doing, she could hold the office if she wants. I understand what you mean, Kato, but you're not saying that.
And
the
that's
right
kind of
way.
Like part of what her speech was, equality also.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
When will we get that equality? When will we get that recognition to the equality?
I'm telling you, I was very impressed with that speech. I was even clapping for her because I'm like, man, that was something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry, Sean.
She spoke to what the entire basis of what women have had to go through on a regular basis, day in and day out, since probably the beginning of time. And women to this day don't get equal pay. Women to this day don't get equal recognition. And in a lot of instances, women work much harder. They work much smarter, are much more cunning, and much more in the boardroom, much more cutthroat when they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't get the recognition that they deserve. And what she spoke to in that speech was all of the BS that women go through on a daily basis. The ones that are mothers that have 2, 3, 4, 5, or even one child and have to go through 2, 3, 4, 5 jobs and still not get paid anywhere near the amount of money that they're supposed to get or go through the other things that they have to go through. Now, to answer your question, Hot Rod, as far as should she run for president, hell, of course she should, but only if she really wants to. She shouldn't. She should not run if she feels it's some sort of an obligation to other
women,
or if it's an obligation to other African Americans. If she is going to run for president, she is going to run based on a platform that she feels passionate about, that she feels will help out the American people. And she, if you go by what they call, they have a Q rating, which is supposed to be the awareness of a particular company or person's brand. It goes from a zero rating to 100% being the highest. Oprah is in the high 80s. She trends high with white women, black men, black, in all different demographics. So if she does do that, it would work. The only issue that she would have is what is going to be, if she did run, just hypothetically, what would be her party affiliation? Because if she picks Republican or Democrat, she will potentially alienate half of the people that would be voting in the first place. If she runs as an independent, that's a game changer, because we have not yet had an independent run for president and actually win a nomination to really go out there and compete. And even if she did decide Republican or Democrat, and I think most people would assume she'd be leaning Democrat based on a lot of her views, but here's the thing. How many people would she pull out of the opposite party to vote for her based on, one, who she'd be running against, and two, the party that she would be representing, depending on if she goes and does. Just remember, this is all hypothetical. We don't know what's going on. But if that's the case, she should do it based on her, on what she feels is going to work for the American people. And for a lot of people that go out there and say that, well, we're going to vote for somebody just because she's black, or we're going to vote for her just because she's a woman, don't do that. You vote for the right person that's going to represent you, your interests, and what you feel is going to help out the nation at large.
Which is why, Strong, I'll add this. Before you should say anything, Hot Rod, let me just add this, everybody. Know the candidate first. Get to know your candidate. Don't just vote for them just for, you know, and I understand. Don't.
Why?
Just vote,
we didn't know Donald Trump.
If you didn't know Donald Trump, a lot of people, something's wrong.
We know the businessman, Donald Trump.
Hey, wait a minute.
Kato didn't care to vote.
That's the only reason why that bum won.
It's my turn, Kato.
Okay, I'm giving you a chance.
All right. I know Donald Trump, personally. I met Oprah once or twice. But besides that, this is what cracked me up about everybody. Everybody was crying about Donald Trump had no experience. He's a billionaire, businessman, blah, blah, blah. He should not run for president. Oprah gave one speech, Oprah 2020. I'm like, really? All of a sudden, one billionaire was not qualified to run for president and is president. Another billionaire just gave a speech, and everybody want her to run? Give me a break, people. Once again, this is double standard. Oprah have no experience.
I think if she wants to vote, run, she should run. But I believe the media also off that speech just took
they'll
it and
push,
ran
will push
it.
Her to do it.
True. And
they,
and
will,
guys,
they will push,
Oprah,
the media will push.
Yeah,
the media
Oprah
will push
run,
her to do it.
And Oprah, does Oprah do run? She will win most of the votes by popular vote, not because of who she is. Oh, it's Oprah. It's Black Jesus. You know, she will get the job done. She will give cards to everybody in America, please. She's not going to hit the red button, please.
The one thing I will say is if she does run, the African-American vote in the United States would probably be either as high, if not higher, than it was for President Obama when he ran the first time. I think
One thing I agree with you, Sean Black, and if she does run, which I hope she doesn't, she should be independent. Because maybe she could get both sides of the party, both Republican and Democrat, to join to one. If she becomes Democrat, like you said, it was very hard for the Republicans to join her. But if she does independent, once again, American people are tired of politics. That's why so many people voted for Trump. Because, you know, think about it. Once again, we say this all the time. Out of all the politicians, you telling me this orange man won the seat, the job?
Yeah.
He beat out 18 politicians?
Which is crazy.
You know, people are tired of the lies and the craziness going on, not knowing the real Donald Trump finally came out early in January.
Well, the funny thing about this is I think a lot of people realize that years and years ago, especially, and then this is something that I find hilarious that I've heard people say, people from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, they knew what they were getting into when Donald Trump announced he was going to run for president. They knew because the New York tri-state area knows Donald Trump. They've known Donald Trump for the last 40 years or so, or 30 years or so. The rest of the nation, all they knew about was the TV guy, the TV personality. They didn't realize what the New York area knew about Trump. And I think that was
what's the difference? What's the difference between that compared to TV Oprah? We don't know Oprah personally.
But see, here's where I'm going to get you on this.
She could be the biggest bitch in the world. We don't know. She's done a lot of things for people.
That's not the issue. The issue is Oprah is much more relatable to the rest of the nation. Forget about the billion she's sitting on now. She actually had to work her butt off to get to that point where Trump inherited his money from his father. Trump has been the comparisons are they basically juxtapose themselves, where you have Trump who has gone on record and said disparaging things about women, the alleged sexual harassment and things of that nature. Oprah Winfrey was, as she brought up herself, she was assaulted as a child. She was raped when she was younger. She miscarried when she was a teenager. So she is much more relatable from that side of the fence.
And you can pull
that as much as you want, but you have to remember, if you're building a brand and that people believe in that brand, they will believe in the person that the brand is associated with. People that got to the Trump brand based on what he represented, which was wealth, opulence, and power. And those are the people that gravitated toward Trump. Oprah brings a much bigger base to her from that sense.
Well, Kato brought up a good point, arrogance. So, Tisha, Donald Trump is he molested people, he's a backstabber, he's all the negatives in the world. And you have Oprah, all the positives. Who do you think America would choose? Something positive or something negative? You know, nobody's perfect. But look, Donald Trump still won the seat over Hillary Clinton. He got the right states. Even though Hillary Clinton got the popular votes, was no more than one Donald Trump, but he got the right states. Remember, like we said last year, no one could understand George Bush. But he still won second term. How? He got the right states. The rednecks, the arrogance.
I think most people think that Bush got it based on the fact that his brother Jeb was governor of Florida. So I think that kind of goes hand in hand.
But I understand where you're coming from.
But that's part of it. But the majority, he got the redneck state, the redneck area. He got most of
that. Did he also get the redneck areas because he was a junior of the former president? You know what I mean? I think so.
Yeah, so how do you think Donald Trump won? He got Pennsylvania. That used to be a blue state for years, Sean stated. Well, he got that one. So
did he get it money-wise?
Donald Trump also energized the white nationalist movement with some of the comments he made, especially when he came on the campaign trail, where he made that comment about Mexicans. And also, he gave a rebirth to all of that with all of the biased comments that he made towards a lot of people.
So,
he fired up that brand.
So you guys are telling me that Oprah is going to have a good chance against Donald Trump in 2020?
I don't say a good chance.
Hold on, I'm sorry, ladies first. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, real quick. I just think if she decides, like I said before, that's up to her to run, but I don't know if she'll have a chance or what would it be. It would be neck and neck. I really don't know.
Okay, Sean?
anything can happen between now and 2019, which is probably when people would start to announce that they're going to run or whatever is the case. I think if she does run, she has as good a chance as anybody. If she runs as a Democrat, I think the only person that could really do her harm, really two people. Cory Booker, who is the senator in New Jersey, and also if Joe Biden decided to run as a Democrat, then yeah, then she would have some issues there. But if she, in general, overall, decides to run, and as I stated before, if she ran as an independent, it would be a coup because she could then get the votes from both sides of both parties, and then they could go ahead and she can know what works, and especially the base that, which is ironic, that voted Trump in, a lot of white women voted for Trump. These are the same people
yep.
that have been victimized in the eyes of people that are in Trump's administration. People like
mm-hmm.
Trump, who he has actually admitted to doing very disgusting things and has gotten away with it. So
mm-hmm.
if you want to energize that base, if Oprah does run, which I don't know she will, and I don't know because, like I said, it's still a ways away. If she does decide to pull up her money, she's got her own money. She doesn't have to worry about campaign contributions. She can draw up her own money. She owns her own damn network. If she decides to do that, we might have something that is a game changer. And think of the history behind it. Not only the first woman president, the first African-American woman, as president. That's
yeah.
a lot of pressure
oh, okay.
on anybody to be a first
okay.
when you're a pioneer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the history lesson, Sean. Like no one, we did not know that already. Thank you so much. But,
oh, of course. Anytime.
but to Tisha, back to the Me Too moment right now. Me Too is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Time Person of the Year. Well, Sean and I would disagree with that, with the Me Too moment being a Time Person.
Mm-hmm.
For one, Sean Black and I agree that Donald Trump should be the Time Person of the Year last year because Donald Trump, despite what we think about him, especially K-Dog, don't repeat it, please, K-Dog. I got 10 minutes left.
Well, he's a piece of crap that's under my shoe. That's
okay,
all
okay,
I
okay,
got
okay. Calm down. Donald Trump, believe it or not, whether people love him or like him or support him, he has been a game changer and the most talked about person and throughout the world in 2017. We believe that Me Too was part of the movement from Donald Trump because, you know, of all the stuff that's going on.
Let's
with
not
the Me
give
Too
him
moment,
all the credit.
We're not giving him all the credit, but you know what? Donald Trump has done something that no other president have not done so far, make the whole world talk. I mean, while Obama was president, we all
talked
about
on.
It. Hold
on one second. Did we forget Bill Clinton?
Oh, yeah.
At that moment.
Bill
no,
Clinton made the world talk. If somebody was creative to think of Mitchell, it would have been around that time, too. But
true. But Bill Clinton did a lot of good things, too. But Donald Trump had
mm-hmm.
not created a lot of good things. Like, the media focused on Donald Trump every single day. Talk shows have focused on Donald Trump every single time. Saturday
Night
Live.
Trump has been the person that's made
Trump.
That happen, though.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Trump is the
and
one.
I'm kind, I'm kind
he's,
of...
he's the one that has infused his name at any time when he feels there's a lull in the news cycle. He interjects himself in it. It's one thing about saying
remember,
that the media is all at fault, but Trump
remember,
does so many things and says so many things.
Hold on.
Oh, excuse me, guys.
Go ahead.
Remember, he's a media whore. This is someone who loves to be in the media. He loves to be in the limelight. He has to be in the limelight.
Okay.
Wow. Look at me.
Don't forget he owns Twitter.
Twitter.
He owns Twitter.
Of
Let's
course.
Not forget.
But
exactly.
That's okay. That's the thing. He put Twitter back on the map. You know, Twitter
As
was like
said,
a
It was
business.
On the map before.
It was on the map that died down a little bit. And Twitter's blown up again thanks to Donald Trump running his
no.
mouth.
I don't want to see him on the Times. I'm drained with him. He's the most draining person of 2017.
Yeah.
I'm drained.
Well, like I said, you got 3 more years. But back to the Me Too moment. One guy brought up this question to me, and I want to pose it to you, that all this stuff that's going on with this sexual assault, and don't get me wrong, I'm not praising anything. But do you think some of these
reports that you heard, like a little bit of an overreaction. We don't keep using that word a lot because it seems like anytime you hear news, people blow up or say something positive or negative, but mostly negative. Well, all the stories that you heard so far, I'm not talking about Harvey Weinstein. I'm talking about other names. How you feel that there should be, Me Too is like a blown up thing now, right now, because
no.
As a woman.
So, like, it's no different than a voice for racism. It's the same thing. Me Too is a voice where even there's young kids on a day-to-day basis being molested. Now they can finally speak up. Somebody needs to hear the Me Too sounds like it's pounding. I'm pounding. My voice needs to be heard. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You need to hear what has happened because it's happening to so many people and they're staying silent about it. Me Too gives women, don't forget, men get molested too.
Thank you. That's what I'm about to bring.
It gives men a voice as well.
Yeah.
We've heard Terry Crews talk about
right.
his experience.
Exactly.
So,
don't be afraid to talk about it.
Well, excuse me.
It's not just a women's movement. It's an overall movement no different than racism. It's an overall, we're not overreacting. We need to make people educated and aware at the same time. And, like, back to what I'm saying, what's going to be the next step after you do that?
And the difference between the other stuff that we talked about as far as this Me Too movement is not just the timing and what has happened. It's the fact that it's the women and the men who have been part of this movement, they no longer feel like they're screaming in a vacuum. The big difference between having this movement now as opposed to hearing about previous movements like this in the past is that the women and the accusers are being believed now. There was always a sense of, why are you taking so long to say this? Why did you wait 10 years? Why did you wait 15 years? Now we know why that it's happening. And it is it's not even being the case of, well, it happened so long ago. It's being heard. It's not falling on deaf ears anymore.
But excuse me, Sean, but because of that, guys have come up to me like, Roddy, please post this question post this statement. Now you have men who are being afraid to approach to a woman to say hello or to go on a date. What about the blade? There's more to the story that we all know. Yes, Me Too is a powerful statement. Don't get me wrong, Tisha. I support equality for all. But at the same time, you know, there's double standards, and there's more to the story that we know. We don't know everything. And what happened to, like, you know what? I don't want to be bothered with Tisha because she might press charges against me. Or if I say hello to her, you know, 10 years later, I might be called a sexual accuser. Just tonight, they made a statement about Stan Lee accused of sexual assault. I'm like, the man is 96 years old. What does Stan Lee know about sexual assault?
Oh, how
right
about
now?
Vice versa? What if I was flirting with you at the job and flirting a little bit too strong? You know what I mean?
But you know what? The thing is, here's what's going on. Here's the main issue now. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, teacher, because you know what? There are women who do flirt, but yet when a man reacts or for some reason don't get what they want from that man, they will cry rape. If you understand what I'm saying? It is.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it happen time and time again where we see guys get called out for rape and then after they get brought up on charges and everyone jumps on the woman. Everyone jumps on the man. I mean, they go ahead
okay,
and jump on the man. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah.
You okay? You sure?
Yeah, I'm okay. But they'll go ahead and jump on the man and say that, the man was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main problem.
But overall,
this also
goes
back to something that I've said before where men and women have to relearn how to interact with each other. Men in general can't go back on those old tropes that they use from their granddaddy and their great-granddaddy. Oh, it's funny because, you know, my dad used to say this to my mom, and it's cool to smack a woman on the butt as she walks by,
then
the woman is going to just cover her mouth and giggle and keep it moving. Those days are over with. And the
Well, okay, Sean Black, what about when a person walk in on a wrong time on a conversation and they jump to conclusions? Like, for example, today, me and the guys were having a typical, you know, as they call it, quote-unquote, locker room talk. And
okay,
as the door opened, a woman's walking in. I did not see her. All I said that's why he loved black women. That's all I said as the door opened. I did not see her. All the guys turn around and look at me like, oh, sugar, sugar, blah, 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 blah. The woman had a look on her eyes like, what is he talking about? We didn't say anything.
And this was at work, you said, right?
It happened at work. As the door kills happened to walk in, I would say out loud to somebody else, you know, not towards her, no vulgar language. All I said is, that's why he loved black women. As a joke. I cannot say the whole story, you know, on the air right now. Why
mm-hmm,
something
mm-hmm.
like that? Like, did someone take that little content and just jump into conclusion? Like, what is he talking about? That he loved black women. But people love to jump to conclusions sometimes. And I think that's part of the problem.
And now it's like
yeah.
we're going to go back to a time and place for everything. It's certain
yes,
things
yes.
you're going to have to start conducting yourself different at work and so forth. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. That's
because
how I see
even
it now.
Because you know what else at work? You even have to conduct yourself in a way because they even say this, and I saw this at a seminar when I went to for sexual harassment. They even said when you're too friendly to a woman, it becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
as you
know,
said, Hot Rod, the thing that's missing is just, which is one of the reasons why I personally don't necessarily care for social media, is what's lost in whatever joke you guys at your job were telling is context. Nobody knows
mm-hmm.
what the joke was in reference to. Nobody knows what the punch. You only heard either the punchline or the part of it that made everybody laugh or whatever was the case, and this woman walked in on the wrong part of the joke or the wrong part of the conversation and only heard what you said, context is lost. So we don't know what the context is of it. And when you go on social media and somebody says something or does something, they can't get the context of what the situation is based on 160 characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to
One last joke around my office today and yesterday. All the girls, all the females at my job, I went up to them. Time's up. Time's up. Oprah said, can I crack away any jokes on you, ladies? Time's up. Oh, Rodney, you could crack up jokes. Hell no. Oprah said, Black Jesus said, I cannot crack up no jokes. Time's up, okay? This Me Too movement it will start on me. I'm not getting involved, all right? But we have 2 minutes left. I want to give it to Tisha, our honorary co-host for tonight. What are your final thoughts overall?
Final thoughts overall is to educate, conduct yourself appropriately at your job from now on because you don't know what the next person's agenda may be. And I don't think Oprah's running for 2020. It's overreaction, but it would be nice if she does. If she doesn't, hey, the world will go on.
And you know what? One thing I have to give Donald Trump credit for, that it'll probably open up their eyes to a lot of people, that Donald Trump could do it. I could do it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Once again, someone with no experience got the biggest thing in the house, despite what you guys think, especially K-Dog. He still did it with little or no experience. I'm not saying Oprah
he'll be the
it.
First to tell you that. He did it in the tweet. Part
yeah.
of that, so.
Yeah.
You know? But you know what? I will use that example towards the kids. Like, listen, Donald Trump did it. You could do it. Anybody could do it. And like someone told me, it's sad how that the seat now is a joke. You know, yes, we have history, the bad president, but now, right now, the president is a joke. As we said, like, what this is what we teach our young people today. Besides the joke, Sean Black is a joke, too. But, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show. I'm the High Ride with
Sean Black and
Keisha.
Tisha.
And K-Dog.
Before we all go, sometime next week or the next show, I'm going to discuss about net neutrality. And Hot Rod and I talked about this off air. It's something
mm-hmm.
that needs to be brought up and talked about because people do not realize exactly how important and pervasive this subject is. So
maybe the next
show we'll bring that up.
All right, good night, everybody. Thank you all.
All right, good night, everybody.